The Pratt Institute is getting into the business of making clothes. The college located in Clinton Hill, Brooklyn, is opening a business accelerator and production center in South Williamsburg on Tuesday. WNYC's Giselle Regatow reports on how they plan on helping designers succeed.
The Brooklyn Fashion and Design Accelerator fills 21,000 square feet of one floor in what used to be a Pfizer factory. It will be home to 5 research fellows and about 30 designers who create clothes and accessories. Deborah Johnson is the executive director. She says these are small businesses already in operation that will now get a push.
The goal is I'm making $10,000 a year in sales, which you can't live on, but they need to get to $500,000 in sales to really be viable. Mm-hmm. That's where we're really interested in.
The companies will pay from $350 to $600 a month to the center. That includes office space and access to mentors in business, technology, and most importantly, sustainability.
It's a 21st century mode of thinking. If you're not thinking about sustainability, you're thinking in the 20th century.
One of the designers is Ozza Ziegler, whose collection is called Calle del Mar.
It's sort of like streetwear meets the landscapes of California. Sunsets and everything. It's sort of tomboy and girly and very textile-based.
She's 22 and thinks being part of the accelerator will motivate her.
Being in a place where there's established brands, their work is in stores, it's like, okay, well, I got to get my stuff there. I have to be where they are.
Money for the center came from the city, the state, and from Pratt, a total of $2 million. Executive Director Johnson says the goal is to be profitable in a few years, especially through its manufacturing facility. It has 8 sewing machines and 2 high-tech knitting machines.
You can knit a sphere on the whole garment machine, or these like bubbly surfaces. It's very hard for people to get access to this type of machine normally. They're very expensive.
The production facility can be used by designers at the center or those working elsewhere. Johnson hopes it will make an outfit for First Lady Michelle Obama, who she met recently at the White House while talking about the accelerator.
I'm trying to convince her to let us develop a high-tech dress for her. So we'll see.
Johnson says the First Lady's dress would be knitted on one of the accelerator's machines and totally sustainable. For WNYC, I'm Giselle Regatow.